We know it all too well. And in one of the most futile moves possible, we hate how we feel about ourselves, and yet we try to use that hatred to motivate ourselves to change. Let's return to the weight issue. Fat Bastard, the obese Scotsman in the Austin Powers movies, summed it up this way: I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. As long as your motivation is your own self-loathing, there is no way possible to make a lasting positive change in your life. And the reason is simple. It's because the bad pattern you're trying to change, like overeating, is itself an attempt to make yourself feel better. So by trying to cut it out, you are trying to cut out the only thing that makes you feel good. No wonder we sabotage our diets and exercise plans. As long as we're motivated by our self-hatred, then we'll never sustain any effort that feels like deprivation, hating ourselves more, even if it's ultimately good for us. This is because we don't feel or believe we have a legitimate right to treat ourselves well in the first place. Loving ourselves and all the effort that takes feels far too selfish or narcissistic. But here's what is really selfish. Sacrificing yourself for the sake of others while secretly needing them to validate and reciprocate your efforts in order to keep going. And narcissism is not focusing on yourself. Narcissism is needing everything and everyone else to focus on you. In contrast, true self-love, the I love me for your benefit type of love, is always seeking to truly benefit others. The person who loves herself does not need others to recognize or even love her back in order to continue. Again, she takes care of herself so that others, especially her kids, don't have to. And that is truly loving, both to yourself and others. Putting on your own oxygen mask. So what does loving yourself look like? Well, that depends on if you choose healthy ways or unhealthy ways to do it. How do you differentiate between healthy and unhealthy ways to treat yourself? Ask yourself one simple question. Is this activity going to benefit both me and those I love? In order to flesh this out, let's look at the difference between an escape and a retreat. In the context of relationships, an escape is a purely selfish act. An escape is an unplanned action. It is often unintentional, and it is always done in haste. When you are attempting to escape from a situation, all you know is what you are running from. You honestly don't care to know what you're running to or why you're doing so. An escape is based on the need for self-preservation, and it hardly ever involves a plan of return. At its heart, an escape is simply another form of screaming. It is an anxiety-driven reaction, and it carries all the seeds for creating the types of relationships we're hoping to avoid. A retreat, however, is quite a different animal altogether. Retreats are intentional breaks from the action, with the specific intent of regrouping and returning. In taking a retreat, you know where you are going, and you know why you are going. You are retreating in order to benefit others as well as yourself. Retreats are a way to focus on yourself in order to become the best you imaginable. If you think this sounds selfish, consider this. Every great religious leader in history spent a significant amount of time in retreat before and or during his or her service to the world. Consider Abraham, Moses, Buddha, Jesus, Paul, Muhammad, Gandhi, Mother Teresa. I'd venture a guess that not one of these figures was ever called selfish. Heretical, yes, but never selfish. Here's how escape and retreat are related. The fewer intentional retreats we take for ourselves, the more we will find ourselves unintentionally finding ways to escape. If we're not diligent in carving out retreats for ourselves in the form of healthy activities, we are sure to find an escape somewhere. Escapes for you may include obvious bad habits, such as smoking, overeating, or drinking to excess. You may find yourself getting completely lost in pornography, or romance novels, or fantasy lit. Or you may mentally or even physically check out of your family's life, pursuing an affair, or just running away. One way to lessen the likelihood of this desire to escape is to plan intentional retreats for yourself. Exercise, pamper yourself with a manicure, learn to play a musical instrument, meditate, seek personal growth, pursue profoundly deep relationships with friends outside of your family, take your spirituality to new heights, leaning on a higher power to provide you all the validation you need as a human being. Go after the employment or entrepreneurial endeavor you've always secretly craved but could never pursue openly.